good morning, and this is Rod Carr here. Welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2, and thank you to Bruce for Songs of Hope Part 1. And a recording of Mark Dury's talk at 7:30 this morning will be up on our website today or tomorrow. That's songsofhope883.com for your web browser. We have the usual program this morning. We'll start with hymns, then we'll have some gospel music, and then we'll have contemporary Christian music. We'll have Christian News Bulletin, as Bruce said, at about 20 past the hour. We'll have our story today is the story of Catherine Hamlin. And Catherine Hamlin has been named as Senior Australian of the Year in New South Wales for next year, 2018. So we'll have her story. You'll find out all about her tomorrow, then, at a quarter to nine. So we'll start now with some hymns, and from St. Albans Cathedral, Thine Be the Glory. That was a mighty Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, from St. Ninian's Cathedral in the UK. And we now have from All Saints Church, Ecclesall, See What a Morning. Prayer this morning is a little different from usual. It's from a monastery in Barreux in France. Now, monks live in a monastery to dedicate their lives to prayer and work, and they have seven offices a day. That's seven times of prayer where they're called together by bells and they pray. And we're going to hear a recording of one of those, and one of the offices is called Terce, T-E-R-C-E, and that means three in Latin. And this is the third hour of the day, so that's 9 a.m. Sunrise at 6 a.m., and then 9 a.m. is the third hour of the day. And they chant in Latin, and in this particular case, they're doing Psalm 120, Psalm 121, Psalm 122, and they start with words, O God, come to my assistance, O Lord, make haste to help me. And then, in my trouble I cried to the Lord and he heard me. O Lord, deliver my soul from wicked lips and a deceitful tongue. And later, I have lifted my eyes up to the mountains, from whence shall come my help. And later, I rejoiced at the things that were said to me, we shall go into the house of the Lord. So here's some monks praying in Barreux in France.
Thank you. Christian News Bulletin. Evangelist Billy Graham celebrated his 99th birthday on the 7th of November this year. Graham has conducted well-attended crusades around the world since 1949. According to Eternity Magazine, in 1959, an estimated 3.6 million people flocked to see him at 114 meetings in 106 days in Melbourne, Hobart, Launceston, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, and Sydney. The new version of a prayer said before parliamentary meetings in New Zealand removes Jesus' name as well as the reference to the Queen of England. The text of the new prayer reads, Almighty God, we give thanks for the blessings which have been bestowed on New Zealand. Laying aside all personal interests, we pray for guidance in our deliberations, that we may conduct the affairs of this house with wisdom and humility for the public welfare and peace of New Zealand. Oprah Winfrey isn't known for her singing voice, but that didn't stop her from singing about surrendering all to Jesus and speaking about prayer on musician Harry Connick Jr.'s daytime talk show. The Christian Post reports that Winfrey appeared on Harry recently, where she sang the famous hymn, I Surrender All. Backed by a choir and band that included Connick on piano, Winfrey introduced the song with a story about the importance of surrendering issues in life to God when she was stressed out about doing a movie with director Steven Spielberg.
Jesus is on the scene. I have the victory.
I'm so happy.
When the going gets tough, we lift him up and sing.
I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he's what my heart has longed for.
That was our first gospel number from the Greens, I'm So Happy, talking about the Christian life and the happiness therein. And we'll now have the Sharers with Far Side Banks of Jordan and the Greens again with He Cried.
Came upon request when all hope had left. His friend had died 4 days ago. Mary said Lazarus wouldn't be dead. Lord, if you had only been here before. Jesus saw their grief and anguish on their knees. He put his arms around them and they saw something they'd never seen. And he cried. He shed tears for a man. A broken-hearted Savior made a heart new again. And he cried in the most tender way. He cared for his people with love falling from his face. And he
put up. I couldn't bear another day like I was. Then Jesus came to me when I was on my knees. He offered me something I never had before. My past was erased when he extended his grace.
Tears for this man, a loving-hearted Savior made my heart new again, and I cried. He forgave and made a way. He cared for my soul with joy falling from my face, and I
for your hand. labored long to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. So I'll just rest there on that shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout.
That was the Sherers, and with Far Side Banks of Jordan, and the Sherers are based in Adelaide. And didn't they do a great job with that one? The weather today here in Melbourne, 28 Celsius, partly cloudy, not much chance of rain. And tomorrow, 29 and mostly sunny. Coming up to the hour, we've got some music from Vital Worship Singers and Southside Church in Adelaide. We've got the story of Catherine Hamlin coming up. The lady who's just been nominated or just been awarded the Senior Citizen Australian of the Year in New South Wales for 2018. And we've got Stuart Townend singing as well. But right now, Vital Worship Singers, Wonderful Merciful Saviour.
Counselor, Comforter, Keeper.
Coming up, we've got the story of Catherine Hamlin, but right now, Southside Church in Adelaide, and now called Edge Church, with He Holds My Hand.
Christians who have made a difference Our Christian today is Dr. Catherine Hamlin. Dr. Hamlin is an Australian doctor. She's turned around the lives of more than 30,000 women in Ethiopia. She was nominated for a Nobel Prize for her work at the Addis Ababa Fistula Hospital in Ethiopia, repairing injuries women sustained in childbirth. African women suffering this fistula problem are outcasts in their own society. What motivated Dr. Hamlin to help these women of Ethiopia? She grew up in a strong Christian family. Toward the end of her school years, Catherine decided she'd like to be a doctor. And at about that time, she committed her life to God and made a decision to do something for him in her life. As a doctor, in May 1959, she went with her doctor husband Reg to Addis Ababa in Ethiopia to found a midwifery school. Faced with many young women with fistula problems, they developed new techniques that people hadn't thought of, and they became successful in repairing these young women. In 1974, after much fundraising, they opened their own hospital. Then, when Catherine's husband Reg died in 1993, she decided to continue the work. With 9,000 new cases each year, it was decided to open some smaller hospitals in the provinces as well. Dr. Hamlin then looked at prevention. To help prevent the huge problem of fistulas, a college was opened in 2007 to train midwives to visit villages to educate the women on safe birthing practices. Dr. Hamlin has received many awards, including Australia's highest honour, the Companion of the Order of Australia. These days she lives in her cottage on the grounds of the Addis Ababa Fistula Hospital, as she has done for over 35 years. At the age of 86, she was still very active in the work of the hospital and still operating once a week. Catherine, in an interview on the ABC's Talking Heads in 2008, said, "I know God is with me. God is behind this work. I want to tell the world everything that I've prayed for. I've got everything. He answers prayer." We salute Catherine Hamlin, a Christian, an Aussie Christian, who has made a big difference.
Stronger than a stone.
Building God a House, also from Edge Church in Adelaide. Well, we're coming to the end of Songs of Hope for another week. Bruce Mitchell is in the studio getting his Mighty Basketball program ready. We have a website. Songs of Hope has a website, and the address is songsofhope883.com for your browser. And up there, there's recordings of different segments of the program, like there's hymns and chants and Christian News Bulletin, Hillsong, gospel music, life stories like Catherine Hamlin, and Catherine's story will be up there within about a day. There's Australian musicians, Christian music legends, there's poems, there's sermons, and Mark Dury's sermon from this morning will be up there within the next day or two as well. So this is Songs of Hope. This is Rod Carr. We'll go out now with Stuart Townend and Who Is There Like You, God?
Who is there like you?
Who is there like you? And who else would give their life for me? Even suffering in my place. And who could repay you?
Like
who is there?